Look, funnily enough, the media is flexible. They always say, well, we've got you on for 2 minutes. That's their face-saving clause, so that if you are boring, they'll say, thank you very much, 2 minutes is up, good luck, and they will pat you on the back, out you go. I once had an interview in Adelaide for a whole hour, and I'd never heard the show, and I refused to go on a show where I have not done the research. So I couldn't do what I normally do, which is call a media company and get the tapes from the night before or a week before. And it's really important to understand the tone of the show. So what did I do for Adelaide? I called the switchboard and she said, ABC Adelaide, can I help you? I said, look, this is the most unusual phone call you've ever had. I want you to put me on hold for an hour. And she thought that was weird. And so she put me on hold for an hour while I heard that show. And I remember the guy saying live to air the next day, he said, Jonah, I heard that you called in. He said, that is research. That is taking the time and the trouble to understand my show so that you can deliver to my audience. Dare I say to you that it is a fact that two people got sacked after interviewing me? Because I was talking about a subject that was universal. But when truth is universal and it hits you, you own it selfishly. For example, many people write to me and say, Jonah, chapter X in your book is about me, isn't it? I'm going to get my lawyers on you. And I say, oh, really? No, it's not about you, Bob. Well, it's very clearly about me. And then I have Mary ring me up. Jonah, that chapter's about me. I said, really, Mary? You talk to Bob. He thinks it's about him. Why? Because the truth penetrates no matter who it is that we're talking about. And there I was on air and we were talking about some very interesting truths. And the boss, the station owner, thought that the interviewer was pressing me for these questions because the boss thought that this was a way to get back at him. So he calls the producer and says, get rid of that journalist. And two of them. And I had another case, live national US morning breakfast show. I could hear, I had an earpiece. This was syndicated show throughout America. They had to operate to the second. I could hear in my earpiece the producer in the next door room or the controller, whatever, whoever he was, and he said, get him off. Not because he wasn't happy with me, but time was up. And she's still going. Now, I had this dilemma. We're live to air, cameras on our face, here's both of our ears saying 10 seconds to countdown, and she's now got me a minute going. And of course, what can I do? I'm not in control of the thing. And at the end of it, she said to me, Jonah, live this, she said, Jonah, can you stick around, please? I'm going to need your help after this. Because she loved it, because she saw that instead of the run-of-the-mill execs who come and go and talk about issues, I engaged her. She became my number one fan. Reuters New York, the head of the news agency in Reuters, called me for a two-minute checking of a detail. And so 2 minutes turned into an hour and a half. And at the end of it, she said, you should come over here and give them a licking. I don't know, in America, what that means. Give them a hiding, I think she meant. So how can I take an hour and a half of a busy New York journalist's time from Reuters of all places? It's because you can engage the journalist. Dolly called me, said, what's your opinion about this movie? I said, I've not seen that movie. She said, oh, Jonah, I want your opinion about it. I said, but dear, I haven't seen the movie. She said, oh, I was so looking forward to quoting you. She said, look, just a minute. I'll explain the movie to you. So here she is explaining the movie over the phone, and I gave her my opinion about a particular issue, and there I was featured in Dolly Magazine. Now, what does that say to you about their desperation for good talent? They want good talent. So what I try to train people to do is to become good talent. By becoming good talent is by understanding how to tantalize the interviewer, how not to send them empty-handed, how not to be a smart aleck and say no comment, how not to answer their question, because that is the most insulting thing you can do for a journalist. And the other thing is, don't go on air if you don't have something fascinating to say.